Finally, tonight, we wanted to provide you a quick update on a story that we brought you earlier this spring. It's on the fate of a proposed offshore wind energy project off the coast of Massachusetts. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano has more.
This week, federal regulators made it official. Vineyard Wind will be the first large-scale offshore wind energy project in the United States. As we reported in late March, this nearly $3 billion project off the coast of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket will generate enough electricity for about 400,000 homes. The CEO of Vineyard Wind, Lars Peterson, says this new project will kickstart the industry.
This is not about a single project. This is about an industry that is going to revitalize waterfronts up and down the eastern seaboard, create well-paying jobs, and delivering clean, affordable energy to households while the states are transitioning from fossil and nuclear power plants to a green future.
The United States currently has only two small projects, seven turbines in total, in operation. Vineyard will be the first to use a new turbine made by GE that stands more than 850 feet tall, with each of its three blades stretching more than the length of a football field.
Every time the blade spins twice, you can power a home for a day. So it's really impressive hardware. So we have been able to shrink the footprint of the project from 108 positions down to 62 while still producing the power we have promised to Massachusetts.
With the approval earlier this week, Peterson says the project is on track to start construction later this year and start producing power for the grid by 2023.